Chapter 4. My mother was standing on the front porch steps when I parked at the curb. She was waving her arms and shouting. I couldn't hear her over the roar of the engine, but I could read her lips. "Shut it off!" she was yelling. "Shut it off!" "Sorry," I yelled back. "Broken muffler." "You've got to do something. I could hear you coming 4 blocks away. You'll give old Mrs. Siak heart palpitations." She squinted at the car. "Did you have it decorated?" "It happened on Stark Street. Vandals." I pushed her into the hallway before she could read the words. "Wow, nice knees," Grandma Mazur said, bending down to take a closer look at my ooze. "I was watching some TV show last week. Think it was Oprah. And they had a bunch of women on with knees like that. Said it was rug burn. Never figured out what that meant." "Christ," my father said from behind his paper. He didn't need to say more. We all understood his plight. "It's not rug burn," I told Grandma Mazur. "I fell on my rollerblades." I wasn't worried about the lie. I had a long history of calamitous mishaps. I glanced at the dining room table. It was set with the good lace tablecloth. Company. I counted the plates. 5. I rolled my eyes heavenward. "Ma, you didn't." "I didn't what?" The doorbell rang and my worst fears were confirmed. "It's company, it's no big deal," my mother said, going to the door. "I guess I can invite company into my own house if I want to." "It's Bernie Kuntz," I said. "I can see him through the whole window." My mother stopped, hands on hips. "So, what's wrong with Bernie Kuntz?" "To begin with, he's a man." "Okay, you had a bad experience. That don't mean you should give up. Look at your sister Valerie. She's happily married for 12 years. She has 2 beautiful girls." "That's it. I'm leaving. I'm going out the back door." "Pineapple upside down cake," my mother said. "You'll miss dessert if you leave now, and don't think I'll save some for you." My mother didn't mind playing dirty, if she thought the cause was worthy. She knew she had me locked in with the pineapple cake. A plum would suffer a lot of abuse for a good dessert. Grandma Mazur glared out at Bernie.
"Who are you?"
"I'm Bernie Kuntz."
"What do you want?"